Rave Radio. It's Tuesday, September 30th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. You know Ingram Micro, that's the giant distributor of everything. You can check them out at ingrammicro.com. Hey, today, I want to talk to you about a new product that when I first got the press release, I was like, oh, hum, another wireless collaboration device. But in looking into this one is quite different than the Barco ClickShare and all the others out there, period. So far, the ClickShare has been the one that I have liked the most, even over the Crestron Air Media. I think the Air Media is a good try from Crestron, and both of them actually use the same basic background technology, chipsets by Awind, a company that's actually owned by Barco. But Extron has come out with a product called the ShareLink 200, and it does everything those other products do. However, what I want to talk to you about that's different is what it does that is different than what those products do. It actually has, and I'm not totally sure how they pulled this off, because Awind, I'm quite sure, is the chipset they're using. It has features that the other products don't have, at least for now. For example, it shows four images simultaneously on the screen. And, you know, like all the other ones, it has a first in, first out kind of thing. So if you're the first screen put up there, when the fifth person pops up, the one who was the first up there pops off. But they actually, Extron has a moderator mode that allows you to, as an instructor or leader of a meeting, to approve someone to go up there before their content's put up there so that you have control over which four pieces of content or which one piece of content is being shown on the screen that everybody's looking at. A couple other features that are unique to them is pretty much everyone else has 12 to 15 frames per second video. Extron has got 20 frames per second video. They have an integrated Wi-Fi access point, and for you this might not seem like a big deal, but for those of you who are involved in AVIT, you understand the big deal here. The other products have to be integrated with the existing network that's in there now, the existing infrastructure. Sort of like if you put an Apple TV on a network, you have to integrate it into the existing Wi-Fi or wireless network. In this case, because it has a built-in access point, it can actually be a network on its own, so you could actually have a parallel network running that's just your AV stuff while your regular IT network is running in the room at the same time, and the two shall meet if you want to connect it up that way. Of course, you could bridge it into your regular network, but that's up to you. Extron also has an app for iOS and Android that allows for Dropbox integration as well as control of the device. They have 1 gigabit power over Ethernet connectivity. And another kind of interesting feature is they have 3 USB ports. At first I thought, well, what the heck do you need 3 USB ports on a product for? But they actually have 3 ports. And in looking at online and looking at their video and reading all their content online, I realized what they're doing there is kind of interesting. It allows for keyboard and mouse connectivity, so you can do whiteboarding and annotating. But the third port is still open, so now you can connect up a USB stick and actually drive a PowerPoint presentation from the USB stick and not have to have a computer, a laptop, or, you know, an iOS device connected. So it almost gives you like a, it almost makes the device sort of like a mini computer. And I think, personally, the future of a classroom is a USB stick or some type of port like that, just sitting there on a desk and you just plug in your content and play it from that rather than having to bring in a laptop every time. So I'm actually impressed with the Extron ShareLink 200. They say it's list for $1,690. It's a good price point. But I think the big differential here is the feature set. So check it out. It has a VGA output, a HDMI output, and of course, like I said, it connects 4 images simultaneously. You can read my write-up on it at ravepubs.com, and we also provide you a link to the Extron video on the product on our website. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.